You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is Art and Soul. This is Lisa Berry, and this week it's Art and Soul, the Performing Arts. And with June just around the corner comes the 35th annual Ann Arbor Summer Festival. And with so much happening at the festival, we decided to dedicate this entire segment of Art and Soul to the festival and talk to the executive director of the event, Mike Miquelon. Hi, Mike.
Hi, thanks for having me.
This is your first full year as executive director. Are you ready?
I think so. After 35 years, we've gotten pretty good at it.
For those who may not be familiar with the Ann Arbor Summer Festival. How would you describe it?
So I'd describe it as a 21-day plus multi-arts festival. 93% of what we do, of the events, are free of charge. And it ranges from music and kids and family activities to street performance taking place in a public space downtown Ann Arbor.
Now, there's a lot of different elements, a main stage, top of the park, a kids zone, also a retreat series. Tell us some more about those.
Yeah, so there's a ticketed series of events that are taking place in the mainly in the Power Center this year. The retreat series is a series of events that take place in the Power Center lawn, and these are things ranging from yoga or capoeira, meditation, mindfulness activities. It's kind of an alternative happy hour of sorts. That takes place at 5 p.m. nightly. There's music on two stages at top of the park, and different street performance that's taking place as well.
One of the things you have is called Spectacle 2018. What's that about?
Yeah, so spectacle is kind of a term we use to describe this type of work that takes place at TOP that the people get really excited about. This year, there's two presentations that are really neat, and one is called Evente Verticali. That's the name of the company. It's an Italian company. The performance is called Wanted. These are two guys who are in this comic book style action adventure story, and they're suspended by harnesses on this vertical screen. They're called an aerial theater company, if you will. And they take people on this journey that kind of blends 2D and 3D, jumping over skyscrapers, running around. It's a pretty neat format.
And that's June 19th of Top of the Park, so it's free?
Yeah, June 19 and 20, twice a night, 8 p.m. and 9:30 at Top of the Park, and yes, totally free. The other one is a company called Polyglot, and it's a children's theater company out of Australia, and they have a production called Ants that we're presenting this year.
Well, and that's happening in my kitchen right now, but that's a whole other conversation.
Yeah, me too. This is June 26 and 28 at Top of the Park, running at 4:30, 5:45, and 7 p.m., and this is really cool for young children, and it involves three human-sized ants that enter this public space in search of food. And their food are these giant breadcrumbs that are kind of scattered throughout the lawn of Ingalls Mall. And at first, they're not really engaging the kids. They're there and hunting for the food, and slowly the children kind of get brought into the performance, and before long, they're kind of directing the action in the ants. It's a really engaging performance.
So that will be also part of the Ann Arbor Summer Festival, definitely family-friendly. Then let's talk about the main stage a bit. You got a lot of different acts coming.
Yeah, there's a bunch of wonderful things kicking off on June 5th with Ani DeFranco. There are two performances I wanted to touch on because WEMU is a media partner on those.
Yay.
And the first is a production called Airplay by a company called Acrobufos, and that is on Sunday, June 10. There's two performances at 1 and 4 p.m., and this is a circus-style adventure that follows these two siblings. And the performers create this massive wind tunnel on stage. Mm. And they use that to tell their story. They use these everyday objects and props and transform them into things of kind of uncommon beauty, if you will. This company entertained audiences in 2016 at Top of the Park with this show called Water Balloon Gladiators, and they're back for a sit-down show in the Power Center.
So that's inside.
Inside, and they say it's for ages 5 to 105. So definitely an all-ages family event.
But that's one of the paid events as well.
One of the paid events. It's a low-cost ticket on Sunday, June 10.
And what else?
The other one is Jasmia Horn, which your audiences may be familiar. She is this real rising star in the jazz world, 26-year-old. This is a regional premiere. She has not been here.
Ooh.
She's playing some of the big festivals this summer. We're lucky to have her in Ann Arbor. She won the Thelonious Monk Prize in 2015, as well as the Sarah Vaughan vocal competition. And we're really excited about this presentation on June 28 at 8 p.m.
At the Power Center.
At the Power Center.
Another ticketed event.
Another ticket event. And she had a Grammy-nominated album in 2017 called A Social Call that garnered a lot of attention. And I think this is one of those concerts that people may not recognize the name, but if they miss it a year from now, they'll be kicking themselves because this is really a rising star in the jazz world.
We're talking to Mike Miquelon, Executive Director of the Ann Arbor Summer Festival, which is just around the corner. And it won't be the 4th of July without the annual appearance of the Capitol Steps as part of the festival.
Yeah, I think people can guess that one. I think that's 19 years in running.
Wow.
That we're presenting the Capitol Steps Wednesday, July 4 at 4 p.m. This year is no shortage of content for them to kind of poke fun at.
It's one of my favorite parts is the movies that you have at top of the park. Those have all been selected, right? You actually reach out to people to vote on that.
Yeah, it's a great lineup, and the community voted and selected many of the films as a part of the series, and it's a really great atmosphere. Movies by Moonlight is the name of the series, 10 p.m. on weeknights. And people can grab a popcorn, a seat in the lawn, or a chair, and take in a movie with friends.
Speaking of popcorn, there are food vendors, correct?
Ten food vendors, mostly local restaurants and caterers that come to top of the park and share their delicacies.
What do you call that area that's over to the left? That's I guess you can get beer and wine there as well.
Yeah, so the food area is Culinary Row, and then there's kind of the beverage garden, and it's nestled in the Grove, and where there is a acoustic stage with performances earlier in the evening, kind of catch some shade by the trees.
That's where the acoustic stage is, and I hear you have an awesome acoustic stage director this summer.
Oh, our stage manager?
Yes.
Yeah, WMU's own Linda Yon has agreed to join us.
And, so if you miss Linda and you want to go see her, she'll be hanging out at every event, right?
Every event. So 5 to 7, she'll be stage managing and hanging out, lending her expertise, and we're lucky to have her.
She won't get lost in the crowd, I guess.
No, not at all.
And
a veteran.
Right. And top of the park, what stands out in your mind as far as that's concerned?
There's a ton of great things, and I think what's great about top of the park is you can certainly come and see your favorites. You can also circle a few things, or you could just show up and know that you'll discover some really compelling performance.
How would you describe Top of the Park events?
Well, I'd describe Top of the Park as the closest thing that we have to a town square in the summer. It's really diverse, musically speaking, really ranges in genres and in style of performance.
Everyone I've been to has just been amazing. And that's free, right? You just hang out outside.
All free. Over 100 concerts over the course of the season. And on Fridays this year in the Grove, the acoustic stage there, at 5 p.m., there'll be a singer-songwriter that is got a soul or R&B influence, followed by a jazz trio. And so that's new, programmatically speaking, on Fridays.
And we can't forget Ann Arbor's favorite chalk artist.
Yeah, David's in. We're lucky to have David back. And I think what's exciting about David and type of artists like him, it's not on the schedule. It just happens throughout the season. So you can kind of show up and see if you could check out his work, find it somewhere on the festival grounds.
Mike Miquelon, Executive Director of the Ann Arbor Summer Festival. We'll put all the links to all the events on our webpage, WEMU.org. We're so excited for the festival this summer. We're crossing our fingers for good weather, and thanks for joining us on 89.1 WEMU.
My pleasure. See you this summer.